The Diamonds and Ice Party in Your Pad, brought to you by ClaireWade.com. You hear a knock at the door and open it to find a smartly dressed man who hands you a thick cream envelope. You take it and see that it has your name written on the front in looping handwriting. You feel a thrill of excitement as you wonder what it might contain. Turning it over, you see a solid wax seal with the letter L and a small heart embossed into the red wax. You slip your finger underneath the flap and carefully open it, trying to keep the wax disc intact. You withdraw a piece of heavy card and see that your name is written there too, followed by: you are invited to a fabulous Diamonds and Ice party. You are about to be whisked away to the party venue, an ice hotel. All you need is to bring yourself and this invitation and be ready to have fun. You want to get dressed up, so you head to your wardrobe and wonder what to wear. An ice hotel means it might be cold, so you decide to wear something dazzling but warm. As you enter the room, you notice that sitting on your bed, there's a large box wrapped with a silver ribbon. It definitely wasn't there before. You wonder where it came from. Crossing to it, you pull the end of the perfectly tied bow, and with a slide of silk, it comes undone. Lifting off the lid, you reveal your dream outfit. You run your hand over the material, feeling the soft texture beneath you. Lifting it up, out of the box, you see the clothes inside look incredible. You can't wait to put them on. You change into your new outfit and hesitate, wondering if it will be too cold for the hotel. But as you do up the last garment, you feel nice and warm. You stand in front of a mirror and turn, admiring yourself in your new clothes. You feel like a star in your perfect outfit and can't wait to show it off. You put the finishing touches to your look and then head back to the door. Outside, the chauffeur is standing in front of a long, sleek, stretch limousine. You're going to be travelling first class today. He opens the door for you and you slip inside the warm, luxurious interior. The smell of leather and money seems to fill the air and you relax back in your seat, making the most of every moment. The car starts up with a purr and you set off. The limo drives for what could be minutes or hours, but it goes by so quickly, and when you next look out of your window, you see a landscape covered in snow. It's dark outside, but the pristine white reflects the light. It looks bright and clean, without any trace of footsteps on it. For a second you wonder how you got here, but then the limo pulls to a stop and the driver comes round to open your door for you. Stepping out into the cold, you see your breath cloud around you. It's like being a dragon, and you draw the freezing air into your lungs, holding it for a second before breathing out, seeing the smoke puff around you. You can't help smiling. You feel like a kid again. You look up at the dark night and the sparkling pinpricks of light make you gasp. The stars are so bright here that they look like millions of diamonds suspended in the sky. They are so bright you can clearly see that you are standing on a path which leads down to a distant building. You can make out the distant sounds of music and laughter, and decide to follow it, heading in the direction of the party. There are hazes of coloured light along the path, and as you go closer, you see that the first green glow is coming from the base of a large glass statue set to one side of the path. It's a beautifully detailed sculpture of an angel and a harp, with cherubs playing trumpets. There is so much detail, you can see each individual string on the harp, the outline of every feather in the wings, and the soft folds in the angel's flowing skirt. You want to reach out your hand and trace the fine lines and intricate details, but as you hover your hand closer, you feel the intense cold and realise that it's made of ice. This is an ice sculpture trail for you to follow to the party. The path loops around and you follow the curve, stopping at a huge scene of a giant polar bear and reindeer standing in front of carved pine trees. The statue is massive and towers above you. All you can do is stand and look up in awe. How can someone make something this large out of blocks of ice? It's just frozen water, but it's been transformed into a work of art. You realise you'll never look at ice cubes in quite the same way again. You keep moving down the path, drawn from sculpture to sculpture, passing so many different pieces, including a purple hippo and two battling figures that look like a scene from an ancient myth. Eventually, you leave the last ice statue behind and realize that you have arrived at the hotel. Ahead of you are two large, ornately carved glass doors. The sound of people is much clearer now, and you know it's time to head inside. You feel a tingle of nerves. You don't know what to expect, but you make your way up to the large doors. As you step closer, they open wide, and the music spills out, breaking the still silence of the wintry landscape. Standing in the doorway is a young woman with short blonde hair. She smiles and comes to greet you. "Hi, my name's Claire. Welcome to the Diamonds and Ice Party. I am so pleased you could join me. Come in, come in. You don't want to catch cold." You give Claire a quizzical look. She is inviting you into an ice hotel after all. She sees your expression and smiles. "Okay, so I know that that doesn't make sense, and normally you have to wrap up at an ice hotel. But this is my very special virtual hotel, so you can wear whatever you want and you'll never get cold. Come on." You follow her into a large entrance hall and look up to see a dramatic chandelier hanging high above you. The light sparkles from the crystals, sending out flashes of rainbows. "Beautiful, isn't it?" Claire says. "Well, this is a Diamonds and Ice Party, and we need to have some sparkle, don't we? Speaking of which, your first stop has to be the Diamond Room. Follow me." Claire walks towards an archway, and you follow behind, and stop suddenly as she steps aside. If you thought the chandelier was pretty, now you gasp at what feels like a room full of rainbows. Everywhere you look, there's light and sparkle, flashes and twinkles. It's so bright it's almost dazzling, and you're not sure where to look first. You move further into the room and turn in a slow circle, taking it all in. "Welcome to the Diamond Room," Claire says. "You get to pick the diamonds that you would like to wear tonight. There's jewellery, rings, watches, cufflinks, chains and tiaras. The choice is yours. You can borrow anything for the night." You stare at Claire, open-mouthed. It must be a trick, but she gestures for you to help yourself. You move around the glass tables and stare at the huge array of items. There must be thousands, if not millions, of diamonds in the room, and you can't even begin to imagine how much it must all cost. You feel a bit nervous to even touch them. "Go on," Claire encourages. "It's okay, try them on. Experiment. See what you like." All the diamonds are ethically sourced and conflict-free, and they've been brought here for you and the other party guests. Everybody else has chosen what they would like to wear and are enjoying the party. They can't wait for you to join them. Reassured, you head over to a piece which has caught your eye. The colours that the diamonds are giving off are beautiful, and you can't resist picking it up. It feels cold to the touch, but once you put it on, you feel it quickly warming against your skin. It sits comfortably, and you glance up, catching your reflection in one of the large mirrors which stand around the room. You turn slightly, making the diamonds catch the light. It looks incredible and sets off your outfit perfectly. It's up to you what you put on. Feel free to wear as many diamonds as you want, and when you are ready, you turn to Claire with a big smile on your face. "Wow," she says. "You look amazing. Very good choice. Now come on, let's go and join the party." The two of you walk back the way you came, and this time you go down the long ice hall and pass through an archway at the very end. The closer you get to the arch, the better you can hear the music and chatter from the other guests. You go inside and stop in your tracks, looking around the room. There are groups of people chatting and laughing. You might see some familiar faces, but everybody smiles and looks really friendly. "Let me show you around," Claire says. "I can introduce you to some people too. Don't worry if you don't know anyone. Everyone here is lovely. It's a great place to have fun and make some new friends. Would you like to get a drink first?" Claire leads you across to the bar, and the two of you stand in front of it as the barman comes over to take your order. You rest your hand on the smooth surface and gasp at the cold sensation. You realise that the bar is made of ice. You knew you were going to an ice hotel, but you hadn't really thought about what that meant. You look around you with a new perspective, looking at the walls, the high ceiling, the tables and chairs, even the beautiful sculptures. What you thought must be glass is actually ice. You wonder how on earth they do it. It's a feat of engineering, and one that is incredibly beautiful. "What would you like?" Claire asks, and you bite your lip, looking at the bottles behind the bar. "We've got a couple of fabulous cocktails and mocktails, and also some iced tea and iced coffee. Well, it is a nice hotel and a nice party, isn't it?" You make your choice and watch as the barman begins to prepare your drink, pouring the liquids into the silver shaker and then rattling it up and down, shaking up your iced drink. He pours it into a glass and hands it to you. You shouldn't be surprised, but the glass is made of ice too. You'd better drink it quickly before it melts. But then in the cool temperatures of the hotel, you should be okay. Claire points towards a table laid with food. "We've got a buffet that you can help yourself to at any time. There's lots of yummy things there, including a chocolate fondue to help warm you up. You should be able to find something you fancy to eat." She leads you across to one of the tables, and you see that the chairs are draped in thick, soft blankets. You sit down and are relieved that you are not sitting directly on the ice. You lean back in your chair while you sip your drink, and you can't help nodding along to the music. There are a few people dancing near the DJ, who is set up in the corner and is the source of the music. Later, you might be tempted to join them, but for now, you're happy to just relax and enjoy the party. Claire smiles at you. "I hope you're having fun. If you like, you can get another drink and talk to some of the other guests. Stay at the party for as long as you want. We've had parties in the past that have lasted for days, weeks even, so there's no rush. Just enjoy yourself. When you're ready to head home, the limo will be waiting to take you. Feel free to come back any time. The party will always be waiting, and I'm here if you need anything. Just relax and have fun."